What's important to realise with confidentiality is that it's an implied term already in the contract, so it's already there, it's just presumed that you will be confidential and that you won't disclose any information to other people against the client's wishes. And this even carries on, actually, even once the professional relationship between you and the client has ended. So it's implied that it's there as you're the auditor and also afterwards. However, there are circumstances where you can disclose information to third parties without first getting client permission, and they're either obligatory, which is in the notes there, the times when you really have to disclose, or voluntarily as well. Voluntarily, of course, when it's in the public interest, or if it's to protect a member's interest, for example, against a negligence action or disciplinary proceedings, or if you're suing them for unpaid fees. Could also be that it's been authorised by law, so there are cases of where disclosure information to a proper authority overrides the duty of confidentiality. So it's an implied term, and there's obligatory reasons when you must give away the information, such as money laundering or terrorism or drug trafficking, or if the court demands it, and voluntary ones such as in the public interest, in the member's interest, authorised by laws to do so.